So I told you when I came back, we were going to talk about, oh wow, this is amazing. Season five of my podcast. Funny because this is also episode five of this program. So that's amazing. God's so cool. And what does five mean in the Lord? I think it means grace. So grace to all of us in our podcast programming. So fun. Okay. So during my little healing sabbatical, I'll call it, for those few months in between season four and season five, I started to ask God, what problem do I solve, God? Because when I listen to my business mentors, they say, in order to have a business, you have to solve a problem. Great. Well, although I don't look at my podcast like a business, I did want to make money on my podcast, and making money is usually coincides with having a business. So I said, okay, God, what problem do I solve? What problem could I solve? And you can solve more than one problem, but I was looking for one problem I solved, And although my podcast was a little more entertainment based, and that's what I feel called to, is a little bit more of an entertainment based podcast, not necessarily like subject matter podcasts, which are out there and are great. Obviously, my podcast has different subjects, but it's not just a direct subject matter podcast. It's an entertainment based podcast, and yes, it will solve problems in different seasons, and I love that. It's fun. But I was asking God at this time, what problem do I solve, God? And you guys can be thinking of this for you too. You can be praying and asking God, because the funny part was I asked God and he didn't tell me right away. I prayed about it, asked him. And then one time I'm driving down Ocean Avenue, a street kind of near my house, and all of a sudden it flew into my brain. It's on the cover of your book, Lindsay. I thought, oh, God's so funny, right? He's often so simple. We make things very complex. God keeps things very simple. That's what I love about him. And so he goes, it's on the front of your book. The problem you solve is on the front of your book. Oh, what's the subtitle of your book, Lindsay? How God Renews Relationships by Crushing Your Inner Critic. Now, this is what's cool about God. 3 years earlier, no, 2 years earlier, God told me to start a business around the content of my book. Well, what does that mean? And I felt like I was supposed to do some online courses. And the first course I developed was a course called Crushing Your Inner Critic. And I teach people how to, recognize the mean voice, a little bit what I've already talked about, and I'll talk about it more. But, it's a little course to teach people how to crush your inner critic. And so, how smart is God? You guys, this is why I love doing business with God. This is why I don't love formulas. I love inspiration that keeps me learning, but listening to God. It's got to be that for me. And that's what I want to do for you guys. I want to inspire you. I want to encourage you. I want to give you ideas. I want to give you some formulas. I'm going to give you some formulas, okay? You use them or you listen to God. I'm not saying I have some kind of winning formula for you. Now, I do have a lot of ways of helping you miss a lot of holes that I fell into. I want to help you get there. I want to help you go further, faster. And I want you to create a powerful podcast show that just like makes you so happy and that you have so much fun with. Okay. Like that's the goal here. And I will give you all the knowledge I have, and I have a lot, and I'll give you all of the formulas, but you better listen to God. So in this time, because he's way more fun, it's way more adventurous with him. Now, again, you need some knowledge, so it's important. I've paid for a lot of knowledge, so I believe in that. But at this time, God had told me create this course. Okay, so I created this course. I think it was 2 years earlier, maybe a year. Sorry, my timing's a little bit off. There's a lot going on in my life at the time. But I created this course, and I tried to sell it, and I did. I sold it a little bit here and there, but it wasn't like flying off the shelves, if I can be very real with you. So here comes, God telling me to start this podcast. It has nothing to do, like, it didn't make sense. Like, none of it made sense, guys. So if what God's telling you to do doesn't make sense, just keep going, okay? For a year and a half of my life, God said, keep going, Lindsay. Just keep going. You know, I was like, oh my God, okay. Sometimes it was like I could barely do it, but I made it. I mean, I'm not saying I made it to any major destination, but I made it through the hard thing. So that was good. So all that to say is that I had this course already called Crushing the Inner Critic that I had sold a few of. And now God's telling me that's the problem you solve. Oh, okay, God. So what should this new season be on? And he said, why don't you do an expose on the inner critic? Now, what I loved about this, guys, is I loved this language, an expose on the inner critic. I thought that was so fun. Because my podcast is a little bit more formulated after how TV works than maybe how like the podcasting world tells you to do things. Now, I do both, but it is a little bit more, I learn a lot from like TV producers and stuff, film producers. So I really kind of take that knowledge into creating my own podcast. And because I interview people in Hollywood, I also, I want to stay with that theme. It's kind of fun for me. And that's what you'll do. You'll start to see themes and threads in your life and throughout the things you love and you feel called to. He'll start to show you themes and threads, but it might take some time. Sometimes he doesn't show it to us all at once, because let's be honest, we're smart humans and we would go build our golden calves without him if he showed us everything. So oftentimes he's showing you one step in front of the next step in front of the next step. He's not showing you the whole thing. So all that to be said, he was showing me one step at a time because I would go build my golden calf right along with everyone else. So I was like, okay, one step at a time. But I loved this idea of an expose on the inner critic, because it made it a little more like, feels like, true Hollywood story, true Hollywood story on the inner critic, So God said, why don't you interview your friends in and around Hollywood, in and around like the influence culture, who most people wouldn't think had an inner critic. So I got to interview some of my friends who are literal models, right? Like, they make a ton of money by being on commercials and by being in magazines, by posing, because they're beautiful. And I love them and they're brilliant, but they're also very beautiful on the outside. And so it was very fascinating because, I don't know about you guys, but we're all different. We all have different, what I would call ouchies. The inner critic talks to us all in different ways. The mean voice, it lies to us in every which way it can. So there's no formula for him. He just is mean. But I wanted to interview people that most of us would think, well, they don't have an inner critic because they're beautiful, or they don't have an inner critic because they're rich. And I know we all know that they do, but it's fascinating to actually hear about it, right? So I got to interview my model friend. I got to interview some very successful business friends who maybe have a lot of money, have a lot of quote unquote, what to us looks like fame or whatnot. But I interviewed them and asked them about their inner critic, because I wanted to show the world, or whoever listens to my podcast, my world, which, doesn't mean the whole world, but the world God's called me to, even those we think definitely don't have an inner critic, they do, And it was really fun. It was so fun. And then, as wise as God is, he said this to me, Lindsay, then sell your course, Crushing the Inner Critic, on the front and back end of your podcast. So you're exposing an issue for people and then you're selling them the solution. Now look, it sounds very practical. It sounds like something a business coach would tell you, but guess what? It was God. Now, again, I love my business coaches. I actually have multiple. I've paid thousands of dollars for them. So I'm so into it. But I also think God is a very good leader of all the business coaches in my life. So anyway, he's the one I listen to. They're the ones I learn from. So I just love that. So it was pretty amazing. And I also then dropped in there therapists, because remember, I love a good therapist, and deliverance ministers, and, you know, and business entrepreneurs. And so it widened my tent pegs a tad, and that's okay. But I stayed thematic. I stayed thematic with the theme of the season, which was an expose on the inner critic. So it was super fun. Strangely enough, it's still going on. You guys, this season lasted a year. Again, typically a season was 10 episodes for me, right? 10 episodes season one, 10 episodes season two, 10 episodes season three, 10 episodes season four, season five, 40 episodes. It was so funny. I don't know why it just kept going on and on. And so it was really, it's been a great season. I've interviewed the most interesting people. My word, it's been a blast. I love it. So I am getting ready to change over to season six. But my point in that story is that I want you to be thinking about your own life, about your own interests. Most people aren't that interested in Hollywood or therapists. Definitely not together, but I am. So you also are going to have things that interest you that might seem very, you know, different from each other. And I'm going to get into that later. I need a cooler name for it, but right now I call it the innovation of information. And it's where you take two opposing things and you bring them together. And that makes you an innovator in information, because that makes you different. And that difference is going to draw the right people to you, and it's going to be really powerful. So this is where we're going to pause for this episode. It's a little bit of a shorter one, but I like to give you guys kind of different lengths. So depending on what you're doing, I know I love listening to content when I'm out on walks and things like that. And don't worry, I will let you know when there's an episode coming up that you really need to sit down and pay attention to and maybe take some notes and things like that. And so no worries about that. But I bless you guys today, and we'll talk to you later.